Well, right now we're going through and Brandon got the reps with the ones today, and we're taking a look at it. It's early in the process, just seeing what, guys are taking from the meeting room out to the field, and we'll work through that process. Campbell get some, he'll get some reps with the ones as well along the way. But this is a long, long process that we're going to have, and it's a long time between now and our opener, and we got plenty of time, and this is just the first step.
Yeah, where's the finish line in the long process, roughly?
Finding a starter.
I mean, when would you hope to have that? We got to figure that out.
Well, we'll see what, how they do and how that works. I'm not going to put a date or a time that has to be done by.
What were your impressions of the first day?
It's great to be out there, finally get a chance to get out with these guys and get on the field. You watch tape and you're in the office and hanging around the coaches, and we get sick of each other after a while. So just seeing these guys out in the first day, I was impressed with the team. I thought the energy, I thought the effort, I thought the focus were all outstanding. And this is a hungry group, and, that's something to work with for sure.
You talked about wanting to see Brandon Weeden before the draft in the Senate. So I know it's only one practice, but what did you see from him?
Well, we'll have to go up and look at the film, and study the film. Like I said, it's been one day. The energy, like I said, the energy, the effort, the focus was outstanding. Obviously, the execution, we had a lot of work to do. It's a good start, and we'll go and look at the tape. And, these 3 days, I think that it's important to understand this is really a learning camp as much as it is, or more so than it is, an evaluation camp or an assessment camp. So, like I said, this is our first chance to get on the field with these guys and really teach them on the field what we want and for them to understand how we want to practice and bring those things together.
You've had some time in the classroom right since the offseason program started. How much have they been able to pick up, and how much of your offense you guys been able to get installed?
Well, we've only put in a portion of the offense. They've done a good job with – we've thrown a lot at them so far, and that's always the way that I've been around doing it, is throw as much as you can at them and see what sticks, and then keep working through it and get better and better and better.
Chuck, since you did watch Brandon on tape from last year, what makes you think that this offense will be more suited to him than what he ran last year?
Yeah, I'm not really going to comment at all on what he did last year, okay. And I don't know enough, to know what was that. But, you see a guy, like I've said before, that, as a young guy, he has some tools, he has good arm. He has the ability to get the ball down the field. And so, we look and project that into the things we were going to try to do with him and obviously teach him. And you're looking for progress, from a guy who is a rookie, who showed progress during his rookie season. You want to see him take the next step to the second year. And hopefully he'll do that. And we have to teach him a new offense in the meantime.
Have you had any interaction with Jimmy Haslam in the last 24 hours? And what are your thoughts about the news?
I haven't. Obviously, I don't know too much of what's going on with that situation. Got enough on my plate here, and nothing's changed in terms of for us and what we're doing.
You're throwing a lot of new stuff at these guys. How was the grasp of it through this first session?
I think very good. I think the focus was great. We have thrown a lot at them. They've been able to execute fairly well. I think guys are getting lined up and understand what they have, and when they're making mistakes, they understand that they're making the mistakes. And so it's a matter of correction, and that's an ongoing process that we'll go through and keep going.
So much of his year was kind of sabotaged by injuries last year.
He's really moving well. I think that's the thing that jumped out at me. And he's moving around. He's quicker than what you see sometimes on tape. Obviously his size and his running ability you see and excited about getting a chance to work with him.
Pinkston tweeted yesterday that he had been cleared. Has a team cleared him? Do you expect him to play this year?
Yeah, good news for Jason. We've cleared him. We'll incrementally get him going back and where he can get on the field and start practicing again. That'll take a little bit of time to do that.
How about David Nelson returning to the field? When's the timetable?
David's rehabbing his knee right now, and we're expecting him to be ready for training camp.
How did your workout? You went to Miami on Saturday. You said you're going to go down and work out Gino. How did your workout with Gino go?
We've had a chance to work out a number of guys. All have gone well. I'm not going to get too much into detail on those, and I know that we're going to talk later on this week about some of the draft things.
Trent was almost a 1,000-yard guy last year, even with everything. But you know, that's 60-some yards a game.
Mm-hmm.
He had a kind of disappointing per carry. How do you see that? Do you have any thoughts on that? 3.6, I think it was.
Well, you know, I'm looking more forward to what, you know, we want to do with him. And if you look at both my history, Norv's history, featuring a running back and a guy that, you know, I think Trent has all those qualities that you want from a guy who's going to be able to carry the load and going to be a big part of our running game.
Rob, is Shane Graham and Bogate competing for the same job, or are there two jobs available?
Well, we wanted and we brought Shane in, you know, to bring some competition to the position, and we'll continually be looking at the kicker position, you know, to see, you know, where we can go with and who's going to get it, and, you know, we'll be looking for other guys out there.
Would you consider keeping a third kicker as a specialist for kickoffs?
We'll just have to see how, you know, when it gets down to the time when you're deciding between the kicker and deciding between another position player, you know.
What do you think, Campbell?
Sounds like we were going to ask the same thing. How well is he plugged in mentally? He's only been out here once, but what do you see in this little bit?
It's, again, not a lot to see on the field. You know, we'll see when we get up there and watch a little tape. And but as far as the meetings goes, I've been impressed with all three of the quarterbacks in terms of, you know, them picking them up and being able to verbalize and understand things in the meeting. And then, again, when you get out here, it's a little bit different story, and you have a defense, and you're moving on the field, and that's a process that normally takes some time for everybody.
Do you have every reason to believe that the offense that you run is better suited to Brandon's skill set than maybe what you saw him do on film?
Again, I'm not going to make a comparison on that. I can only speak to, you know, as I did before, as far as, you know, what I saw on Brandon.
How's Jabal handling the transition? Obviously, I don't know if it's a major one, but switching sides of the field and positions?
Really good. He's picked things up real well. You know, interestingly, I know there was a number of 34 teams that looked at him when he was coming out of college that were interested in him and really interested in him. So he's picked it up well, and I've been impressed with him from a mental standpoint and what he's been able to bring out to the field.
Two more questions asked you, Rob. Does he have a taste of drop in the coverage? I mean, that's the big thing you always hear when guys are making that transition.
I think he does.
And does he have to do anything about his size? I mean, do you guys want him at a different weight?
I think he's just about where he is fine.
Can he be an elite pass rusher?
We'll see. Again, we need time out with all these guys. I do like the skills that I've seen and the abilities, and watching the film, you know, from last year, just seeing, you know, some of the rush ability that he brings. And I think that, you know, Brian will do a great job with him, coaching him up.
How might these workouts help with the draft preparation?
Really, they don't. You know, as far as our draft board, we have our draft board, and it is what it is. And, you know, this is separate. Again, I reiterate again, this is more of a learning camp than it is an assessment camp. So, you know, that's how we're approaching it.